Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. We're at 56 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden will head to the southern border later this week. He'll meet with Border Patrol agents and others in Brownsville, Texas on Thursday to talk to them about their jobs and to push Congress to pass the bipartisan border security deal that the Senate negotiated. The same day, former President Trump will make a similar visit to Eagle Pass, Texas. Mr. Trump's appealed the $455 million civil judgment. A New York judge ordered him to pay for overvaluing his assets. Students at an elementary school in Owosso, Oklahoma, walked out of class today, protesting the district's response to the death of Nex Benedict, a non-binary student who died following a fight inside the school earlier this month.
I want to make sure that the people in that building that did this see this and know that justice is coming for them.
That parent was among the community members who joined the walkout. New home sales fell last month. This is ABC News. There's new information about a man who died after setting himself on fire at the Israeli embassy in Washington.
25-year-old Aaron Bushnell of San Antonio, Texas, identified as the man D.C. police say set himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy Sunday. He was taken to a local hospital where he died. The U.S. Air Force confirms he was an active-duty airman, but additional information about his service record was being withheld until after his next of kin is notified. The Israeli embassy in Washington releasing a statement saying no embassy staff was injured and all are safe. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
A group of business economists says 2024 could be a lot better for the U.S. economy than they thought it might be just a few months ago. Respondents to the National Association for Business Economics Outlook Survey are predicting 2.2% growth. That's up from an earlier forecast of 1.3%. It's also despite high interest rates that so far have not adversely affected job market or household spending. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Would you like 50 years of experience behind your next sign? If that's the case, you need to call Greeley Signs and Graphics right here in Richland Center, the easy-to-find and easy-to-get sign trophy and awards company. They also supply and install vinyl lettering and graphics along with sandblasted and custom-routed signs. Full-colored electronic message centers are their specialty. Give them a call at 647-2628 or visit 1209 U.S. Highway 14 East across from Allen Bradley in the former Philback building. Also look them up on the web at signface.com.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important, and you don't have time to live with pain, and most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 56 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for sunny to partly cloudy, breezy conditions with record warmth, a high of 64, and southeast winds becoming southerly, 12 to 22 miles per hour. Scattered clouds tonight with a low of 38, and tomorrow partly sunny with record warmth again. Spotty light rain showers possible late, maybe some rumbles of thunder, and a high of 66. Currently in Richland Center, we have easterly winds at 6 miles per hour. And after a low of 26, it's 56 degrees.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
With both WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Good afternoon. It's up to 57 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Well, the Vernon County Law Enforcement Team continues to work on a shots fired at a residence incident on Hoff Valley Road in rural Ontario. The perimeter around the incident scene has been established by law enforcement, and communication with occupants at the residence continues. The search continued and expanded over the weekend for a missing 3-year-old boy in Two Rivers. Police there say search efforts for Elijah View are taking place on land and water, with boats, dive teams, drones, and canines joining in. The search for the toddler, who was last seen Tuesday morning, has now extended to Wisconsin Dells, which is the home of the boy's mother, Katrina Bauer. Two Rivers authorities say the 31-year-old Bauer handed her son over to 33-year-old Jesse Vang for discipline. Both Bauer and Vang are accused of child neglect. A warm front is sweeping spring-like weather across a large swath of the country in what is usually one of the coldest months of the year. The rare warm-up is sending people out of their homes to enjoy the winter respite, but also bringing increased wildfire danger. The temperature Sunday in Omaha, Nebraska broke 65 degrees on a day when the average high temperature is around the freezing mark. Temperatures also reached into the 60s in Denver, Chicago, and Des Moines, Iowa. Kansas City saw temperatures in the mid-70s. However, here at the WRCO studios, our high yesterday was 58. As temperatures rise and more people get outside early this week, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources asks the public to stay vigilant and avoid burning because of high fire danger statewide. Lack of snow cover and accumulated rain statewide are causing an early start to Wisconsin's wildfire season. Over the past weekend alone, the DNR responded to 15 wildfires, burning nearly 30 acres. The forecast for the early part of this week indicates warm temperatures, low humidity, and breezy conditions. On windy, dry days, embers from any fire, especially burn piles and campfires, can easily escape control and cause a wildfire if not properly extinguished. To help keep Wisconsinites safe, the DNR asks you to avoid all outdoor burning, including limiting the use of campfires and bonfires. Be sure to discard hot ashes from wood stoves or fireplaces in a metal container until cold. Outdoor enthusiasts should also use caution with off-road vehicles or equipment that can create a spark and start a fire. So far in 2024, the DNR has already responded to over 50 fires burning 160 acres. The 10-year average is 3 wildfires burning 2 acres. The majority of these recent wildfires have been related to debris burning. The DNR is suspending annual burn permits in 25 counties where the DNR has protection responsibility. Check with local authorities if your property is outside the DNR's jurisdiction. Check before you burn. Remember, fire danger and burning restrictions change every day. Unseasonably warm weather means ticks are on the move. UW-Whitewater biology professor Tom Klubertanz says you should be checking yourself after you've been outside.
Really, it doesn't even have to be that warm. Even in our typical winters, if we get a warm spot into the 40s, it's enough to get tick activity. But this is kind of extreme, and the longer ticks are moving around, the more chance we got of getting, of attracting them. So I would expect a lot of tick activity with this warm weather.
Klubertanz says besides more opportunities to contract Lyme disease, a longer tick seasons bring the threat of southern tick species migrating north.
The two that come to my attention are the Lone Star tick and the Gulf Coast tick. Those two both can transmit diseases, not Lyme disease, but other diseases, and are kind of poised to really, in the case of the Lone Star tick, to become more established in Wisconsin, in the case of Gulf Coast tick, to really kind of begin to get established in southern Wisconsin.
Klubertanz says even when it still feels like winter, ticks are active and you should still be wearing light-colored clothing and repellent just as you would in the summer. New legislative district maps signed into law by Governor Tony Evers have placed some lawmakers outside of their current districts. Among them, Wausau area Republican Pat Snyder, whose Schofield home is now a block and a half outside the new 85th Assembly District.
You have 10 days after you're sworn in to have a residency where you represent. So I have basically will have 2 months, if I'm fortunate enough to win the election this November, to be able to establish a residency either in Wausau or the village of Weston.
Snyder's home address now sits in the 87th Assembly District, which includes Schofield and Rothschild. The new look 85th includes Weston and Wausau. Over 24 legislators, almost all Republicans, will now be paired with another incumbent in the same newly drawn district. But Snyder says the new maps still represent the best outcome for now.
It puts some finality to this. It will help our clerks get ready for the primary in August, as well as November elections, rather than waiting until the court picks something out.
Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is launching his first television ad of the race tomorrow, part of a seven-figure statewide buy, his campaign said today, which will include multiple spots over the next month. Hovde is a multimillionaire businessman running to take on Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. She has yet to run an ad in the race, despite officially announcing her reelection bid for a third term nearly a year ago in April 2023. Hovde's first spot is the same one he made public on his website when he launched his campaign last week. He does not mention Baldwin or Wisconsin in the spot. A Wisconsin Native American leader is praising state officials for increasing affordable housing and working to increase Medicaid reimbursements for tribal hospitals and clinics. James Crawford is the Forest County Potawatomi chairman.
Wisconsin's tribes will see a more than $60 million increase in their federal Medicaid reimbursements. That is likely the most significant financial gain for Wisconsin tribes since the advent of tribal gaming in this state.
He's also thankful for the state's efforts to boost affordable housing.
This is not an easy problem to fix, but the package of bipartisan bills you passed and signed into law will make positive steps to creating more affordable housing options in our communities.
Crawford gave yesterday's state, or last week's state of the state of the tribe's speech. For most people, measles is a childhood illness they've heard of but don't remember ever getting or getting a vaccination for. But recently, it's made a comeback in pockets around the United States, mostly due to those who've traveled internationally and brought it back with them, and it's most prevalent in unvaccinated children. Measles can present like a common cold in the onset, according to Brian Simmons, an infection preventionist at Gunderson Health System. But days later, a rash develops, which is a surefire sign of the illness. It can then move from person to person very easily. Simmons says the thing with measles is it's very contagious. So if an unvaccinated individual is in a group of people, 9 out of 10 of those individuals would likely become infected. As early as the 2000s, measles were considered nearly eliminated in the United States, but recently, due to a pandemic-related decrease in vaccination rates and an increase in international travel, the disease has returned in parts of the country. Locally, Simmons says the Coulee region hasn't had any reported cases as of now, but that doesn't mean people should let their guard down. Simmons says we should be aware of it. He adds that getting the MMR vaccine is a key part of protection. Generally, we like to see us get to a national target of about 95% vaccination rate for those getting their first dose. Most of the counties in our area are not meeting that goal. We are under-vaccinated for MMR in our region, and that can be a risk if we start having these similar pockets of measles cases. Simmons adds that childhood vaccines like MMR have shown great success and have a good safety record. In fact, the success has allowed health officials to deem measles to be eliminated, but due to the vaccine rate, that's no longer the case. But it's not too late to act. To schedule an appointment to get your vaccination, Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics urges you to contact your primary care provider or visit your local pharmacy. Wisconsin's home sales jumped over 7% in January compared to 2023. This is the first monthly increase in home sales since December of 2021, which is in stark contrast to the over 17% decline in Wisconsin sales for all of 2023. The statewide average price rose 6% and is now $265,000. New listings of homes rose 10% last month to compared to January of last year. Gas prices continue their upward trend this week, but only rose 0.4 cents per gallon. The average across the state is $3.02 today. While this is almost 27 cents higher than a month ago, it's still 5 cents below what we were paying this time last year. 4 buildings were damaged by a fire downtown Toma Friday evening. The fire quickly spread across the buildings, which housed various businesses and apartments. Crews spent about 12 hours on scene to put out the fire and prevent it from spreading. 2 firefighters were hurt putting out the fire. No other injuries were reported. One of the buildings affected was the Ho-Chunk Nation Museum, where about 90% of the collections were saved before the fire spread. In November, another building was nearly destroyed by a fire in downtown Toma, about a block away from Friday night's fire. No people were hurt in a fire that destroyed a home near Sparta Saturday night. The fire killed 3 pets in the home in the town of Little Falls. Sparta fire officials said that the 2-story home was fully on fire, as well as grass and trees near the home when crews arrived. The homeowners left to go shopping and returned to the fire. Officials said that the fire started near a wood stove on the first floor of the home. The house is considered a total loss. A second man has been arrested as a suspect in a hit-and-run in Westby that left a woman seriously hurt earlier this month. 21-year-old Viroqua man is in custody, joining a 22-year-old Westby man behind bars. The 22-year-old man is charged with hit-and-run, causing great bodily harm in first degree, recklessly endangering safety. According to court documents, a woman was found near a road in Westby by police who said she had fractured vertebrae, a punctured lung, and other injuries. Police said she was hit by a UTV. It's currently 58 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1220. A bridge connecting Wisconsin and Iowa has been shut down. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Fuller's Milker Center LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. Our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
It's 58 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. The Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa and DeSoto is closed until it can be inspected and repaired. The DOT said that the bridge, also known as the Lansing Bridge, is being inspected today after there was some slight movement over the weekend. Detours across the bridge are about 30 miles south in Prairie du Chien or 40 miles north in Dressbach. The 93-year-old bridge was scheduled to be replaced in 2 years, with construction already underway. February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. One in three youth experience physical, sexual, or emotional abuse from someone they're in a relationship with before they become adults. Two out of three don't even ask for help, and 40% of teenage girls ages 14 to 17 report knowing someone their age who has been hit or beaten by a boyfriend. Experts encourage teaching and talking to youth about consent, healthy relationships, boundaries, and sharing resources. Vernon County is seeking public input on the development of a comprehensive plan for the county. Input from the survey will serve as a roadmap for decision-making and provide a framework for the management of growth, resources, and services. Resident input is critical in shaping the future and to ensure that individual wants and needs are reflected in the decisions made on topics such as community development, land use, housing, transportation, and economic development. Questions regarding the survey can be directed to Cassandra Hannon, Vernon County Administrative Coordinator, at cassandra.hannan@vernoncounty.org or call 608-637-5396. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges youth users of recreational vehicles and their parents to operate responsibly, including on private lands. Fatal crashes happen on private lands each year, with one fatal UTV crash on private property already in 2024 and six ATV-UTV fatal crashes on private property in 2023. Over the last 5 years, 70% of fatal crashes involving operators or passengers under the age of 18 took place on private lands. Lack of helmets, not using seat belts in UTVs, and inexperience are among the top factors in these crashes. Wisconsin law requires every operator involved in a crash incident to report the incident to law enforcement officials without delay. Operators must submit a written report to the DNR within 10 days of the incident. For more information about ATV and UTV recreation in Wisconsin, visit the DNR's ATV-UTV Riding in Wisconsin webpage. The Shake Rag Alley Winter Riders Reading Series continues to host winning writers from Wisconsin People and Ideas Arts Plus Literature Laboratory and the Wisconsin Writers Association as part of the Winter Writers Reading Series. Writers spend a week at Shake Rag Alley Center for the Arts and participate in community outreach. A lunch and learn workshop with poet Susan Huebner will be held tomorrow from noon to 1:30. Huebner won the WWA Jade Ring for Poetry in 2017 and 2023, and Wisconsin Academy of Sciences Arts and Letters awarded her first place for poetry in 2020. Register for the free workshop through the Shake Rag Alley website. Golden Gallon scholarship applications are currently being accepted. The scholarship is open to all students enrolled in any post-secondary school who has exhibited dairy cattle at the Richland County Fair Junior Show. Applicants do not have to be majoring in agriculture or an agricultural-related field. Applications can be found on the Richland County Extension 4-H website at richland.extension.wisc.edu/scholarships. The application deadline is this Friday, March 1st. The 12th annual Milk into Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Bowling Tournament will be held this Sunday at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. The annual bowling tournament supports efforts to provide cheese to area food pantries. Ed Chitwood is the organizer of Milk into Cheese.
It's an individual. It's an 8-pin tap. So if you get 8 pins, they count that as a strike. And you don't have to bowl the second ball. It's individual, and everybody that bowls gets a free pound of cheese, which it's $15 to bowl, so that kind of knocks it down to about $10. And then we have a stripe pin that's up. If you have the stripe pin as your head pin, and you get a natural strike, all 10, not 8, but you have to get all 10 of them, you win a free drink. If you're drinking a pop, you get a pop. If you're drinking a beer, you get a beer. So it's kind of a fun Sunday, and I think we've always had it the first Sunday in March because usually by that time everybody's getting ready to get out. They're getting kind of cabin fever. And over the years we've gone from 20 degrees to 60 degrees, so the weather varies back and forth. But we've never been snowed out so far.
You don't have to be a good at bowling or even bowl in the tournament to have fun. There will be raffles, door prizes, games, and more.
I highly recommend you to come down. I'm not looking for a donation. If you come in the door, I'm not going to shake you down for a donation. But just come down, get something to eat. It helps Will out at the alleys. Chances are you're going to know somebody that's down there. We had probably about 35 people that just came down last year and got something to eat. And they said, oh, I haven't seen so-and-so in a long time. And they walked over there. So we try and make it fun. We have a quilt raffle. Lynette Kiever has made a quilt for us for about 8 years. That is both times, 11 and the 130. So if you buy it, you don't have to be there to win the quilt. We don't draw for that until the second session is done. And you put your name and your phone number, we will get the quilt to you. We've got a raffle table. We've got a 50-50 drawing. We have the dice game, where it's a dollar, and what you shake 10 times, whatever you get the most of the number, you get half the pot. So whoever does that, and you don't have to be a bowler. You can walk in there and shake it, and if you leave or whatever, I know who you are, I'll make sure that you get your money. The other thing we have a meat raffle. We have, you can win half a hog. There's 2 sticks of sausage, 2 rings of bologna, 2 packages of brats, and 5 pounds of hamburger. So you've got a chance to win 7 or 8 times in that, which is a pretty good deal. And then we have a 50-50 raffle. You can buy the tickets there and you get half the money or whatever. But you would have to be present for that one.
Reservations are needed for those wishing to bowl to support the Milk into Cheese program this Sunday. But know that the 2 sessions have been filling up fast.
Our shifts are pretty well filled. There's 10 lanes, and they can handle comfortably about 50 per shift. And so I think the first shift is at 11 o'clock, and the second one is at 1:30. And I think pretty much everything is filled up. We might be able to get one or two people in if somebody else doesn't show up. But a lot of people call 2-3 weeks ago. They're already calling in. And so if you just show up, you're kind of taking your chances. We had to turn some people away last year, which I really hate to do, but they hadn't called, and they had like 7 or 8, and we just didn't have room for them.
The 12th Annual Milk and Cheese 8-Pin Tap Bowling Tournament will be held Sunday at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. Shift times are 11 and 1:30. The entry fee is $15 per person, with all bowlers receiving a free pound of cheese. For reservations, call 608-375-2200, or for more information, call 608-537-2340. Today's winner of $75 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Adam Padfield of Richland Center on ticket number 212. It's 58 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:31. Today's vital statistics are next.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advance Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advance Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advance Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5, or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
It's 58 degrees in Richland Center at 12:33. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Robert Rinflish, 77 of Muscadet, died February 12th. Military graveside rites will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert Rinflish, 77 of Muscadet. Donald Bruce, Don Hubbs, 74 of Richland County, died Friday after a 2-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday from 10:30 until noon at Grace Community Church, with a service and time of sharing to follow. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Grace Community Church Benevolence Fund. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Don Hubbs is survived by his wife of 52 years, Marge, 5 children, Chris and Becky Hubbs of Hiawatha, Iowa, Ryan Hubbs of Seattle, Washington, Aaron and Emily Hubbs of Waniwok, Andrew and Heather Hubbs of Cashmere, Washington, and Rebecca and Joel Gretti of East Wenatchee, Washington. 8 grandchildren, his mother, Marge of Springdale, Arizona, 2 sisters, Lou and Bob Maxson of Kearney, Nebraska, and Joy Hubbs of Springfield, Missouri. Also a brother, David and Shelley Hubbs of Springdale, Arizona. Donald Bruce, Don Hubbs, 74, of Richland County.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cash back offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cash back offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Tom and Connie McCarthy, Jamie and Amy Gander. Jim and Joyce Hipsch are celebrating their 58th anniversary today, and a special 64th anniversary to Ken and Leona Kebble. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the unusual weather continues across the region with conditions more like April than late February around here. Record high temperatures possible today and tomorrow. The record high today in Richland Center is 62 from the year 2000. Tomorrow's record high is 63. Normal low temperature this time of the year, 16. Normal high is 37. So that gives you an idea of how far out of normal we are. The dry, windy weather is creating some elevated fire danger, so please avoid any burning activities for today and tomorrow. Now, we do expect some precipitation to move in by late tomorrow as a strong cold front and low pressure system zips in from the west, and this should bring us some scattered showers. There could even be an outbreak of strong thunderstorms, especially across Illinois, Indiana, lower Michigan area, possibly clipping extreme southeast Wisconsin. Much colder air will pour into the area tomorrow night into early Wednesday, changing any rain over to a little freezing rain, sleet, and snow. We could have just enough to make a white coating and make things a bit slick, and otherwise very chilly temperatures on Wednesday. But warmer air will pour back into the region by late this week. So the rest of today, lots of sunshine and breezy, high about 64. Southeast wind turning south at 12 to 22. Tonight, scattered clouds, low 38. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 66. Spotty light showers possible late, maybe a rumble of thunder. South wind at 10, becoming west. Tomorrow night, quite a change, blustery and sharply colder. Scattered rain showers turning to a bit of sleet than snow. Just a dusting or half inch of snow expected, low at 14. Wind Wednesday, a few flurries possible early, then sun developing, breezy and cool, high only 26. Thursday, partly cloudy and breezy, low 14, high 44. Lots of sun on Friday, high 55. Highs well into the 60s this weekend and staying dry. Have yourself a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a sunny 59 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 58, our low this morning was 26. Our high so far today, 59. But we could end up matching or breaking our record high set on this date in 2000 at 63 degrees. The record low, 24 below, was set in 1967. Last year's high was 44 with a low of 14. Sunset today will be at 5:46, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:42. Currently in Richland Center, we have east winds at 3 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.57 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 59 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
An obstacle to keeping kids safe and healthy on the farm. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
Since the early 2000s, the number of children who are injured or killed in farm-related incidents has been decreasing steadily. But another trend underway could change that. Barbara Lee is director of the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety in Marshfield, Wisconsin.
As of this month, there are 28 states that have introduced some type of legislation to weaken the child labor laws. And there are 10 states that have actually enacted certain laws that allow children to work longer hours, work weekends, maybe work alone, maybe work with some hazardous equipment.
However, adds Lee,
at the same time, we're starting to see a few other states that are taking the reverse strategy and trying to strengthen their child labor laws. We hear that industry is driving to allow kids to work longer hours and have more exposures, I would say. A lot of this is tied into, you know, the declining labor force, the importance of earning money for some children, especially for immigrant families. And it's a really interesting topic to watch.
There's a link to a webinar recording featuring Lee's presentation on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
An Ag Committee member is optimistic the Next Generation Fuels Act will move forward. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, the National Farmers Union and American Farm Bureau are seeking a return to a milk pricing formula that was taken away in the last farm bill.
That got taken out of the formula in the last cycle through the federal order systems, and dairy farmers haven't been too happy with that.
Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden tells Brownfield the current formula used to price fluid milk is costing dairy farmers money.
National Farmers Union and American Farm Bureau are on the same page on this one, that let's get the higher of class 3 or 4 into the class 1 pricing, which will help raise farmers' prices. You know, it's definitely not a cost production level, but it's going to give us a few more dollars per hundredweight.
The two organizations issued a joint letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack Thursday asking the USDA for an emergency return to the higher of class 3 and class 4 when determining the class 1 fluid milk price. The two organizations say dairy farmers have lost around $55 million since the 1st of January. One of the original co-sponsors of the Next Generation Fuels Act is optimistic that the approval of year-round E15 for 2025 and beyond provides momentum for the bill. Illinois Congresswoman and House Ag Committee member Nikki Budzinski says the legislation would phase in higher gasoline octane levels through the greater use of ethanol.
We are making a transition to electric vehicles, but our combustion engines are going nowhere. They're going to be sticking around. And so I think using ethanol, using biogas, increasing our mix into our light body vehicles.
She tells Brownfield the bill is a win-win.
Obviously, I'm a big supporter because it does support our family farmers. But, you know, I also think we need to be mindful of the environment. I think this is a way for us, again, to reduce our carbon footprint.
Budzinski says there's been little movement on the Next Gen Fuels Act, but is hopeful it picks up once Congress tackles some other high-priority issues, such as the impending March 1st budget deadline and the Farm Bill. Unseasonably warm weather could complicate cover crop management this spring. University of Minnesota soil scientist Jeff Strock says species like cereal rye and winter rye should enjoy fabulous growing conditions in the weeks ahead. But he tells Brownfield timing of termination will be especially important this year.
Those crops could end up growing more and more and actually sucking water out of the soil profile, which would, you know, kind of by effect, put those areas, kind of under some dry stress conditions, especially near the surface.
Strock says farmers will need to pay close attention to above ground biomass and be prepared to terminate cover crops earlier than usual. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves. 1.99%. See what we mean? 1.99%. To grow more, protect more, and command more. 1.99%. For all participating BASF brands. 1.99%. When you enroll before March 15th at BASF-grower-financing.com. Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth. Go to BASF-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs are mixed. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country is off to its usual quiet start on Monday with no bids or asking prices on the table. Last week, cash business started to develop just before the noon hour on Friday, and it continued through the afternoon, with Southern live deals marked at mostly 183, $3 higher than the previous week. Northern dress sales had a full range of 283 to 293, $4 higher than the week prior. Boxed beef was higher at midday, with choice up $1.45 at 302.06, and select up 181 at 288.12. According to the Missouri Weekly Cattle Auction Summary, feeders across the state sold $2 to $8 higher last week, with another big run at the barns. USDA says the Joplin Regional Stockyards broke their one-day all-time record volume again after doing so just a few weeks before. Demand remains very good across the state as buyers continue to pay more each week for cattle. Medium and large one feeder steers 600 to 649 pounds brought 250 to 310. Medium and large one feeder heifers 650 to 699 pounds sold for 225 to 271. Cash hogs were mixed at midday with very light opening negotiated movement at the major direct markets. It looks like some buyers have started the week in need of some near-term market-ready numbers, and if the past few weeks are any indication, the higher bids and increased movement at the major direct markets might not get underway until midweek. Weather could cause movement issues in some areas on Wednesday, and the USDA's monthly cold storage report, delayed by technical issues on Friday, is out later this afternoon at 3 Eastern, 2 Central. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.50 with a base range of $69 to $72. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were trending $5 higher at $55. Slaughter sows were $3 higher at $42 to $45. Boars were marked at $15. At Illinois, slaughter sows are up $1 at $39 to $51. Barrels and gilts were mostly steady at $37 to $47. Boars are priced at $8 to $25. Pork values were steady to higher at midday, up $2.32 at $93.48. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Veltima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Veltima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Hello, this is Chase Hesseton with TimSec Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a huge sale and a decent crowd. Large squares were $20 a ton cheaper. Large squares stopped at $230 a ton and large rounds stopped at $180 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Online only auction ending February 28th at 6 p.m. 2016 Montana 5th Wheel Camper, Cat 242D 2-speed skid steer, guns, boats, tools, and much, much more. Looking to buy or sell your property or items? Give us a call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsecauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesseton. Have a great day.
Corn is higher. Soybeans, cattle, and hogs are all trading some degree of mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Soybeans are consolidating after the recent run to multi-month lows, with continued pressure, though, from slow export demand. Brazil remains in control of the global market due to a price advantage, even with the recent lower production estimates. March beans are up 3/4, 11.33 and 3/4. May is a penny higher now at 11.43. March bean meal's up $1.90 at $3.33.40. March bean oil's 44 higher at $44.46. Corn's up on short covering. It has been an up-and-down day, but corn might be finally finding some buying interest after the recent run of multiple sessions with contract lows. Weather looks generally favorable in most of South America, with second crop planting in Brazil moving forward. March corn's up 4.5 at 4.04 1/4. May's 5 3/4 higher at 3.19 1/4. And wheat's higher on short covering and technical buying. It is oversold, but any sustained upside will be limited by slow export demand, more than likely. Forecasts for this week have precipitation, including snow and some hard and soft red winter growing areas. March Chicago's up 3 1/4 at 5.76 3/4. March Kansas City's 11.5 higher at 5.80 1/4. March Minneapolis is up 6 at 6.47 1/2. Live cattle are higher and feeders are mixed ahead of this week's direct business. Box beef was higher at midday. April live's up 37 at 188.27. June 17 higher at 184.05. March feeders are 80 lower at 253.77. April's down 35 at 259.62. And hogs are mixed, with cash mixed, getting ready for the delayed cold storage numbers. April lean is down 85 at 86.35. June's up 55 at 99.92. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
How the time of year might change the meat you see available. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. While summer grilling season is a thing, it doesn't have to be. Neil Hull with the National Pork Board talks about why seasonality is a thing and why it doesn't have to be.
We know we have to win for summer grilling, and that's chops and ribs. So it's kind of a departure, because a lot of what we focus on is pork as an ingredient. But when you think about those big family gatherings around the smoker, I mean, butts and ribs and loins are still going to be a big focus for that. One of the stats during COVID was like $4 billion was spent on smokers and grills. And I've been in the advocate to say there's a lot of people that bought one that don't use it. And how do we inspire them as they get into summer grilling? I always make the argument, because you talk about if a retailer in the South, you know, summer grilling is a much longer time period than it is here in the upper Midwest. But I always argue any time of year is grilling season for me, right? I'll grill when it's 20 below outside if I can get the fire going.
Regardless of how you use it, pork is versatile and easy to use.
One thing that consumers will say is, I don't know how to fix pork. And it's like, pork is one of the easiest proteins. It's packed with flavor, it's versatile. And again, it's just, how do we continue to educate and inspire consumers to put pork in the basket?
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hass. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Pride Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Parents and community leaders joined students at Oklahoma's Owosso High School today, where a non-binary student died after being attacked by classmates earlier this month.
Everybody deserves to be who they are, and it's not getting any better, and now Next is dead, and there's not going to be any justice for Next if we don't do something about it.
Law enforcement says it continues to investigate Next Benedict's death and that the cause is still undetermined. President Biden and former President Trump both plan to visit the southern border on Thursday, the president heading to Brownsville, Texas, Mr. Trump to Eagle Pass.